The Yazidi Devil Worshippers of Iraq. There have been many conflicting articles concerning the Yazidi Devil Worshippers of Iraq. The Yazidi people originally came from southern Iraq and migrated north to Mount Lalish. It is believed they are descendants of the Assyrians who sought refuge after the fall of Nineveh in 612 BCE. Eridu, also known as Enkidu, was an ancient city in southern Iraq. This was Father Satan Enki's city. The valley of Batin el Ghul, which is right over the buried ancient city now known as the Devil's Hole and Belly of the Beast. The Jordanians and many others consider it to be haunted. Demons have been seen by many who have spent the night there, mostly soldiers in bivouac camps. Those who have been there for any length of time claim it has a powerful energy, which the followers of the Judeo-Christian Muslim programs label as evil. Those who have spent the night there also claim there is an entire area bathed in a strange bluish-gray light. Apparitions are also seen. The above information was taken from the book Psychic Warrior by David Morehouse. The author was a U.S. Army soldier who was hit in the head by a mortar shell while camping with his platoon in that valley and experienced psychic phenomena and abilities he never had before the incident. He was eventually signed to the U.S. Army Psychic Warfare Department. Iraq has many ancient artifacts and evidence of Satan. Mount Lalish is near the ancient Assyrian city of Nineveh, and along a 300-mile stretch there are Zariahs, the seven towers of Satan, with the center tower on Mount Lalish. The seven towers, or powerhouses, a high white cone-shaped structure with bright rays flashing from its pinnacle. Seven towers. The Towers of Satan, Zariahs, six of them are trapezoidal in form, and one, the center, on Mount Lalish, shaped like a sharp fluted point. Quote from the Satanic Rituals by Anton Sander LaVey. The above is also an allegory, as the center is the odd one out, the heart chakra. It does have power, but not the power of the strongest chakra of the soul, the 666 chakra of the sun. The powers of the heart chakra are minimal. This is why the enemy is always touting it in mainstream books and the New Age dogma out there that is readily available to the public. Each tower is topped by a brilliant heliographic reflector and was intended to serve as a powerhouse from where a satanic Yazidi priest could beam his will to influence events in the world. The Yazidis have often been described as a secretive people who are not permitted to reveal their religion to outsiders. They keep their real religious beliefs hidden. Modern Yazidiism has changed somewhat from the old ways due to outside interference. The Yazidi people have been severely persecuted and are very suspicious of outsiders. It is obvious their doctrines have been altered to conform to Christian beliefs, as in the Kerat el Yazid, Satan dictates he is a god, and in other places it reads he is an archangel. Satan dictated the Al-Jilwa directly to Yazidi prophet Sheikh Adi in the 12th century. The Al-Jilwa is the most important doctrine in Satanism, and every Satanist should be familiar with its teachings. I asked Satan if the Al-Jilwa was from him, and he confirmed it was, but stated that the Muslims altered some of the Yazidi doctrines. The Yazidis have been victims of mass murder and genocide at the hands of others, mainly those of the Christian and Muslim religions. In the year 1415 CE, Muslims desecrated and burned the tomb of Sheikh Adi, ransacking his grave and removing his bones and burning them in front of the Yazidis. Some of the Yazidi multitude they took as prisoners and made slaves of them, and the others they murdered. Badr al-Din further ordered the execution of 200 members of the sect and had Sheikh Adi's bones disinterred and burned. In 1892, Farik Omar Pasha invited several Yazidi chiefs to Mosul. His agenda was to collect 20 years back of back taxes and try to convert them to Islam. A few Christians were present at the meeting. He began to tell them that if they would give up their devil worship, they would be rewarded with high rank and place and would please the great Allah. When they refused to answer, Farik threw them into prison, marched on their village, and slew about 500 of them. Most Yazidis are illiterate, and the few doctrines they have are passed down from generation to generation by word of mouth. In order to avoid persecution, the Yazidi people have purposely deceived outsiders concerning their beliefs and doctrines. This explains why there are so many conflicting accounts of their faith. The Yazidis have very few scriptures, and the Al-Jilwa, Satan, instructs, "I lead to the straight path without a book." Melek Taus taught first by oral tradition and secondly by his book Jilwa. The Yazidi people are forbidden to say the name Shaitan. They refer to Satan as Melek Taus. Melek means king. He is known as the peacock angel because of his beauty and pride. He is the proud one and ruler of the earth. He is a god of light rather than of darkness and is concerned with the destinies of the world. The Yazidis represent Satan by both the peacock and the snake. The peacock represents the beauty of the worship god, and the snake represents his wisdom because he is both beautiful and wise. Their holy relic is the copper sanjak, an image of the peacock. The Yazidis play the flute and the tambourine at their festivals and dance, a worship which led to every excess of debauchery and lust. The Jalwa and the Resh are the authentic holy scriptures of the Yazidis. The Yazidis not only acknowledge the loss of many copies of their scriptures, but also Sheikh Haider's recording of the Book of Resh. The latter, no doubt, the Resh scripture, was set down from memory. The Yazidis indeed avoid mentioning the very name Satan or any of his attributes and have kept them to themselves aloof for centuries. Their books are a mystery. They are also forbidden to wear the color blue, as this is the sacred color of Satan. The Yazidis sometimes use the name Ankar for Satan and the name Angar Manu for Ahiraman in Zoroastrianism. The Mishaf scripture, Resh, black, the Yazidis believe was written by Sheikh Hassan al-Basri, has been called black because the word Satan is covered in it. It measures 28 times 21 centimeters and has a leather cover. The Yazidis also have a reputation for being adepts at black magics. The references here, The Yazidis, Their Life and Beliefs by Sami Saeed Ahmed in 1975, copyright, Adventures in Arabia Among the Bedouins, Druses, Whirling Dervishers, Yazidi Devil Worshippers by W.B. Seabrook, 1927, Yazidiism as Background, Observances and Textual Tradition by Philip G. Crayenbrook, 1995, The Yazidis, A Study in Survival by J.S. Guest, 1987, Peacock Angel by E.S. Drower, 1941, The Yazidis, Their Life and Beliefs by Sami Saeed Ahmed, 1975, Devil Worship, 1919, The Sacred Books and Traditions of the Yazidis by Isaiah Joseph,